Relevant Radio invites you to pray the Angelus. The Angelus is an ancient prayer of the Church, centered on the mystery of the Incarnation of Jesus.
The angel of the Lord declared to Mary,
and she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray.
Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord,
thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel,
may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection,
through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Relevant Radio presents today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota.
On this Memorial of St. Francis to our beautiful cathedral. We especially welcome any visitors among us, as well as those praying with us across the Archdiocese, even across the world, on Relevant Radio or on live stream. And our entrance antiphon can be found at Magnificat, which actually features St. Francis on the cover this month, on page 62, as we offer this Mass for Stephen Lowinger. Francis, the man of God, left his home behind, abandoned his inheritance, and became poor and penniless. But the Lord raised him up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
So my sisters and brothers, as we prepare to celebrate the mysteries of Christ's love, let us call to mind our sins, those times in which we don't choose the better part of Jesus, but choose the worst part of sin, and ask for his healing and his love.
Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, by whose gift St. Francis was conformed to Christ in poverty and humility, grant that by walking in Francis's footsteps, we may follow your Son, and through joyful charity, come to be united with you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, you heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I persecuted the Church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and progressed in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my race, since I was even more a zealot for my ancestral traditions. But when he who from my mother's womb had set me apart and called me through his grace was pleased to reveal his Son to me, so that I might proclaim him to the Gentiles. I did not immediately consult flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went into Arabia and then returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remained with him for 15 days. But I did not see any of the apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. And to what I am writing to you, behold, before God, I am not lying. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown personally to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only kept hearing that the one who once was persecuting us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. So they glorified God because of me. The word of the Lord. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way.
Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way.
O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways, you are familiar.
Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way.
Truly, you have formed my innermost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I gave you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works.
Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way.
My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you when I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth.
Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we remember and honor St. Francis. It's a long list of things that he did. Founded a religious order, founded an order for nuns, a lay apostolate, cared for the poor. I mean, the list goes on and on. Received the stigmata. But of all the things he did, and you can write many pages about it, the entrance antiphon we used at the beginning of Mass sums up his life in really a very short sentence. And it says, which we prayed, "He left his home behind, abandoned his inheritance, became poor and penniless." If you know the life of St. Francis, he was born into a wealthy family. In many ways, he had everything he could possibly need from an earthly perspective. And as it says in the antiphon, he left it all behind. Why would he do that? Perhaps and probably because he discovered something better. We each have a choice, a decision to make, essentially every day. What will we choose? What could we do as St. Francis did? Really, a theme throughout our liturgy and the readings today is that people presented with a choice and the opportunity, and then which do they choose? St. Paul speaks of this himself in his reading letter to the Galatians. He says, I was a persecutor of the church. I was seeking to destroy it. And then, through God's grace, he revealed his son to me. Paul had a decision to make. Was he going to continue as he was, or will he change his ways? We know that he changed, and the people were amazed at the transformation within Paul. And in fact, at the end of the reading, he's quoting some other people that's saying, the one who was once persecuting us is now preaching the faith he tried to destroy. Paul chose our Lord. When he had the opportunity to do that, it changed his life. He was a different person after that. Also in the gospel, we hear the story of Martha and Mary. Martha's busy serving. Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus. Martha says, hey, Jesus, won't you tell my sister to please help me? Of course, our Lord says, action is needed. Sitting at the feet is a good thing too. And Mary has chosen the better part. Sit for a while. There's much time for serving. Please spend some time here with me. We have an opportunity each day to make a similar decision. Our Lord says to us, come here for a few minutes and sit with me. I'm here with you at Mass. I'm here present in the Eucharist. Be with me. Stay with me. Yes, there's many things he wants us to do, he calls us to do, but he also says, spend a little time each day here with me. He says, believe that I'm here. Believe that I'm present in the Eucharist. Sit with me for a while. Become more like me. We have a choice, a decision to make. Our Lord says, choose me. Say yes to me. Choose the better part. Please stand for our petitions.
With hope-filled faith and trust, we present these, our needs, to our merciful Father.
For Pope Francis, Archbishop Hebda, and all bishops, may God grant them courage to lead us in faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, ever courageous in preaching the gospel, may the Church be a community of solidarity, fraternity, and welcome. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all seeking a clear path to peace, may Our Lady of the Rosary protect us from all evil, leading us to discover the Prince of Peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in religious orders, may they experience joy through ministry and remain true to the charisms of their order. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they be received into everlasting life and joy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Father, look with love upon us as we seek to follow your Son in purity of heart. We make these prayers in faith and humility through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept such our generous for the praise and glory of his name, for our good is with all of us.
for which St. Francis so ardently embraced, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the saints who consecrated themselves to Christ for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, it is right to celebrate the wonders of your providence, by which you call human nature back to its original holiness and bring it to experience on this earth the gifts you promise in the new world to come. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord.
Profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us the eternal offering to you, so we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Paul, with St. Francis of Assisi, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Bernard, our Bishop, Joseph, his assistant, and all the order of bishops, and all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
those unable to receive Holy Communion, we offer the following prayer. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Communion Antiphon. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, that through these holy gifts which we have received, that imitating the charity and apostolic zeal of St. Francis, we may experience the effects of your love and spread them everywhere for the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord. Once again, thanks everyone for joining us, whether you're here or around the world. And I wish you all a beautiful and a blessed day as we strive to live out what Jesus taught us and live with the zeal of St. Francis. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go
and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Listening to today's Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Cathedral of St. Paul in St. Paul, Minnesota. This has been a presentation of Relevant Radio.
Tell one other person about it. It's such a great way to evangelize.
The Relevant Radio app, your Catholic everything app.
Get live radio, podcasts, news, prayers. It's free.
The continuously updated Relevant Radio app. It's in your app store.